This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison.
A new court ruling puts a halt to a multi-billion-dollar merger between food supply companies Sysco and U.S. Foods. The deal is now on hold pending an antitrust review. Marketplace's Adam Allington explains how this actually affects us more than we might think.
Sysco and U.S. Foods aren't exactly household names, yet they're responsible for a good deal of the food we eat, distributing food products to restaurants, schools, hospitals, and hotels across the country. Bob Golden is a food industry analyst with the research firm Technomic, whose clients include Sysco. He says restaurants still have plenty of alternatives to Sysco and U.S. Foods.
In virtually every market, there are just a huge number of choices. By our count, there's about 15,000 distributors.
Sysco had sought to appease the court's antitrust concerns by selling off assets to another competitor, Performance Food Group.
That divestiture, wasn't sufficient enough to restore the competition that would be lost by the acquisition.
Andre Barlow is an antitrust attorney with Doyle Barlow and Mazard. He says this ruling is just the latest in a string of cases that show the government isn't afraid to step in to break up mergers they feel are anti-competitive. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.